Welcome, my fellow psychronauts. How many of you feel wide awake after taking psychedelics? I realized in the summer of 2019 that I was starting to wake up. It was as if my brain was starting to thaw. I felt that I was present. This is Laughing Through the Scars, the psychedelic awakening. When I started my psychedelic journey, I wasn't expecting much. I had known pretty much my whole life that something was not right. I just couldn't connect the dots. When I decided to start experimenting with magic mushrooms in the spring of 2019, it was more out of curiosity than really seeking healing. I pretty much given up on trying to understand myself. After experimenting with San Pedro, it took me quite a few months to get the courage to experiment with magic mushrooms. During that time period, I was going back and forth in my mind whether or not I should do this because I still wasn't sure if I wanted to face the past. I spent most of my life running away from this, never even wanted to acknowledge that it had existed. And yet, here was psychedelics putting it in front of me. And it took me quite a few months before I got the courage to try magic mushrooms. So October, November, December, January, February, March. By the time March was coming, I was very curious. I didn't really do too much research. I did go on the drug forums just to kind of get an idea what to expect, but I didn't want to be influenced by other people. So I didn't really immerse myself like some people where they just need to know whether. No, I just went in there pretty much blank. I wanted to come up with my own conclusion after this, and then I wanted to read what other people were saying. I started thinking back to that article that I read about the mental health benefits. I started thinking to myself, well, maybe now it can help me understand me. I was scared. I'm not going to lie to you. I was fucking terrified for whatever shit was going to be dug up by the mushrooms. Once I made up my mind that I was going to try magic truffles, I went online and I ordered, I believe, like 30 grams from this company in the Netherlands. When my package arrived, I waited for a weekend when I didn't have my kids. I ended up starting pretty early. I was by myself. I tried chewing the truffles, but they were not very pleasant. It kind of reminded me of rancid almonds in a way, that I had to put them in a milkshake in order for me to be able to eat them. Then I went to my room. After some time, I started feeling something, so I laid down. That particular day, I had woken up with a bit of a sharp pain on the lower back of, I believe it was on my right side. As I started having a little bit of visuals, as if all my veins and arteries were these blue currents, then I started seeing some mechanical looking ticks, and they told me that they fixed things. I saw them go to the area on my back where it was hurting, and then they started doing something where I suddenly felt this sharp pain go through my body and I let out a ow. They said, all fixed. The visual change where I was having this conversation with some kind of spiritual being, I couldn't see this being. I just felt its presence and it was telling me things. I'll share at the end of this episode what the entity told me. By June of 2019, I was experimenting with not just magic mushrooms, but also DMT and ayahuasca. One Saturday when my kids were spending the weekend with their father, I decided it was a good time to do another mushroom session, and I believe I did some ayahuasca and smoked some DMT. By Monday morning, when I woke up, I felt normal. But the moment that I step out of the building, now this is where it got very interesting. I wasn't aware that I was going to go through something like this. I didn't even know there was such thing as a psychedelic awakening. This particular morning has stuck with me for quite some time, and I never felt anything like this again. My brain felt very strange. There was this sensation as if my brain was starting to thaw. It was as if this whole time, mind you, I was already 43 years old at that time, yet it felt as if I was waking up from a coma and I was becoming aware of the present. So for the past 43 years, I was just asleep or in prison somewhere in my mind. And because of psychedelics, I was starting to become aware of myself. As I continued walking outside, my vision was very clear. It was a nice, warm, sunny morning. It was as if everything felt very bright. I was waking up from my mental prison, and I didn't even know I was in one. And I was a little bit confused what was going on. Something was happening. I could feel it, that something was starting to come alive within me, meaning that I, for the first time, I felt that I was present. And as the days passed and the weeks and the month, this feeling of being awake became even more. And I still feel awake, mind you. This feeling of being awake hasn't been a few years now, and it has not gone away. It has stayed with me. I was alert. There was no possible way of me going back to the way I was anymore. You know, once your eyes are open, that's it. You can't close them back up. So I was in this weird kind of, I wouldn't say limbo. I was adjusting, I guess you could say, to this new realization that I was now awake. After my psychedelic awakening, I began to notice that my depression went away. But there was one particular disorder that I had, which I relied on as if it was my invisible crutch, was my eating disorder. And the reason for this is because my biological father was a very violent man, and I had witnessed a lot of this violence early on in life. Because my mom was a child herself when she married my father, she was not emotionally available to protect me from the chaos that was going on that was caused by my father. I remember as early as age 3 when food started bringing me this sense of protection that I wasn't feeling at home. And when I started messing around with psychedelics, it didn't even dawn on me that it was going to take this eating disorder away. Imagine that I was holding on to this invisible crutch for 40 years and somebody just like kicked it out from under me without any kind of warning. It was so sudden. I found myself collapsed on the floor with this, holy fuck, now what? I wasn't happy about it, to be honest. It removed the depression. I was fine with it. I felt good. But the eating disorder, when it removed that for me was the most jarring thing that you can possibly imagine. Food was my drug. Only after I started waking up with psychedelics did it start making sense why I had this eating disorder. But having taken away that suddenly without any kind of warning, it took me some time to adjust. I even tried to reactivate my eating disorder, if you can believe that, because I now had to, you know, food was my comfort zone to dealing with emotional stuff. And now that I didn't have this, I was confused. I felt very exposed, very vulnerable, very naked, that I didn't know how to proceed after it was taken away. Now that I had no support, I didn't know what to do with myself. I had to find other ways of managing my emotions. It made me look into the past and start connecting things and why I was, for example, having these toxic relationships. And they all ended up leading back to my biological father. since I didn't have any boundaries, the first people that always came to me were obviously the people that would take advantage. During that time period, I didn't have any friends here in Berlin. A few years back, prior, I had gotten out of a toxic marriage and I didn't realize I was still traumatized from that experience. Yes, once in a while, I will go all on the dating apps just to meet up with someone because, of course, it gets lonely. I was so afraid of getting hurt by someone else again that I just closed myself off. And it was just pretty much me and my children. The thing I started noticing about myself as I continued digging into the past was that I was getting stripped away from my toughness. I grew up in predominantly Hispanic neighborhoods in Southern California. I'm first generation Mexican American. And growing up in those type of neighborhoods, there was a lot of gang violence. There were some cousins, even an uncle of mine, that were in different gangs. I had grown up with this mentality that showing any kind of emotion was seen as a sign of weakness. I was 11 years old when two of my cousins, who were gang members, they were teenagers at the time. I remember they sat me down in the garage. And one of my cousins said to me, "We need to toughen you up." He said, "Just because you're a girl, we're not going to take it easy. You can't cry. You have to take it." So being 11 years old, already witnessed a lot of violence from my biological father, not really understanding what healthy love was. Of course, I agreed. I don't remember how many of the neighborhood boys joined in. They formed a line on my right and my left side. And they started punching my upper arm as hard as they could. Simultaneously, I just sat there and I couldn't cry. I have this strange mechanism that I had since I was very young, where anytime that I'm hurting or whether I'm in physical pain, I tend to laugh. I just sat there laughing. I was very proud of myself because I did not shed a single tear. I don't remember for how long this went on, but I did not shed a single tear. And I was proud of it. When I had reconnected with my biological father at age 20, I tried to build a relationship with him. Nothing that I ever did was good enough for him. Whether he was trying to make me cry or show some kind of emotion, I refused to give him that satisfaction that I would hold all my pain inside. Every time that my father was belittling me, I never wanted to show him that he had hurt me. He had this really filthy bathroom in the back of his business, and that is where I would go and lock myself in for a few minutes. And I would look in the mirror. I mean, mind you, this room was completely filthy. All the walls were dirty. The toilet, God knows when was the last time it was clean. And I would look into this dirty mirror. I would shed these silent tears, and that was all that I would permit myself to feel. And then I would just compose myself as if nothing happened, and I would walk out of that filthy bathroom to face my father again.
I never wanted to give that man the satisfaction that he had hurt me, so I held it in. As I went on with my healing journey with psychedelics, all this toughness that I thought I had began to be stripped. There was one particular mushroom session that I remembered where I was in a fetal position on the floor. I was feeling all this emotional pain that I had carried for all these decades. Want to release them because if I release them, then somehow I'm a weak person. For me, that was shameful to think that I was a weak person. To have to admit to that would be a blow to my ego. And yet there I was in a fetal position on the floor, begging the spirits to make it stop. I kept trying to turn my head side to side because I didn't want to look at what the spirits were showing me. They wanted me to acknowledge that past, and I was refusing. At some point, it was as if this dam just broke. I was wailing at this point. Good thing I was by myself, because if my kids would have heard me, they probably would have been frightened. I had never allowed myself to feel that emotion. I don't know for how long I was crying and yelling to make it stop when finally the medicine wore off, and by this point I was really exhausted. If you have ever seen a heroin addict going through withdrawals, I have. This person was in a fetal position in agonizing pain, begging for the heroin. And I was just standing there observing this person. I couldn't go and give this person heroin. Yet at the same time, I couldn't bear to see their pain. For me, this is the closest thing that I can describe what I was going through when I started my psychedelic healing. It was not this pleasant experience that people describe, yet I don't regret going through it. I felt very cleansed afterwards. It was as if with every session that I did, something was being taken away from the past. I felt good after. There was always a sense of relief, but I would give myself time to process things. Sometimes it was taking a few months before I did another session. I needed to give myself some time to heal in between. And the more awake that I became, the more aware I became how my traumas were impacting my current life. It was very eye-opening for me to realize how much in a mental prison I was in. There was one particular ayahuasca session that I did during that year in 2019. That really started to make an impact in my healing journey. I made some brew. I drank it. I was in my living room just laying on the couch waiting for whatever needed to happen. And I suddenly felt a female energy around me. And she began to talk to me. She said, "You need to allow yourself to feel. You keep accumulating your pain. It's time to release it." Which leads us to the next episode, Cleansing the Soul. Purging trauma. I wanted to share where I'm currently at in my psychedelic healing journey. Last year, around June of 2023, I started having this weird sensation overcome me. I started feeling that I was becoming the person I should have been if I didn't have traumas blocking me. I ended up having this moment where my mind was just exploding with these creative ideas, and I was discovering talents that I didn't even know that I had, that I felt like I was a kid in a candy store, just going from one candy to another, unsure which of these talents I wanted to develop first. Even though there were so many good things happening in my life, there was something that was still connecting me to my past, and that was my weight. It was as if the vehicle that I was in was starting to die, and this beautiful energy that I've been building inside of me wanted to come out, but couldn't, because every time that I looked in the mirror, I was reminded of my past. I thought that once I healed my mind that my journey was over, and what I ended up discovering was that I needed to start healing my body from trauma. It's so strange how the universe works sometimes. Right around that time that I made this realization, a psychologist that I had befriended through one of my ceremonies, he ended up messaging me and recommended a book called The Body Keeps the Score. I ended up buying this book. I understand now why a lot of psychologists consider it their Bible. I was reading something that made sense to me. It really ended up putting my traumas in a bigger perspective, how traumatized I truly was. I had been having this weight problem since I was very young. My mother tried putting me in various diet programs by age 11 to help me lose weight. When I was 13 years old, my maternal grandmother came to visit from Mexico, and she ended up bringing one of the uncles that used to molest me when I was a child. During that summer, he started molesting me again, and at some point, he attempted to rape me. After this incident, my eating disorder became even worse. I was so disgusted by my womanly body, I felt more protected being obese because now I wasn't a desirable object to men and I could hide behind it and not be seen. Plus, all the damage that I'd done with my eating disorder, where I would just binge massive amounts of food
end up creating a bigger stomach. Then to make matters even worse, over a year and a half ago, I reunited with my paternal side of the family after not seeing them for over 28 years, some even over 30 years. I discovered that some family members have an obesity problem. A few of my had already had a gastric sleeve procedure done. I realized that I needed help. I spent the rest of the year wondering if I should get medical help by getting a gastric sleeve procedure done. For most of my life, I've been wanting to die. However, now due to the healing that took place with psychedelics, I had this strong desire within me to live. Now that I had healed my mind, the next step was to heal my body from the trauma. I ended up going to Turkey in January of this year and had a gastric sleeve procedure done. This is where I'm at currently with my healing journey at the moment. Now, what did this entity tell me? After I was done having this conversation with this mechanical tick, I found myself floating in space. This entity, who I couldn't see, only hear, said to me, "Silly girl wanted knowledge and became trapped." I was thinking to myself, "Silly girl?" He began to talk to me about a friend that had committed suicide a few years back. I was overcome with a lot of emotions. For a very long time, I had carried this guilt that maybe I could have helped her. When I was 19 years old, she had attempted to take her life, and I was the one that ended up saving her life the first time that she attempted suicide. She would attempt suicide in her late 20s. This time she was a bit more successful because she ended up in a vegetative state and had to be fed through a tube. She was telling me that she was fine and that she was happy. For some reason, hearing this entity telling me this about her gave me the sense of relief that there was nothing I could have done to have helped her. It was as if it lifted some kind of heavy weight that I had on me. And then he told me that my friend had passed away. I was shocked because I thought she was still alive, but in a vegetative state. When I came back to normal, I decided to Google my friend's name to see if anything came up, and I ended up finding her death certificate. At this point, I was surprised, of course, that the information that this entity provided was accurate, that I began to wonder if there was something more with the psychedelics than just being in your mind. However, that's for another episode. Thank you, my fellow psychonauts, and wherever you are, happy tripping.